River 1467, your feel-good station. Joining me on the phone from Robinvale CFA. I do understand, Emma Wright. Good morning, first of all, to you, Emma. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
I am very, very good. Now, you are from the Robinvale CFA, aren't you?
Correct, yes.
Now, how many have you got down there involved in the CFA?
We haven't got a lot at the moment. We used to have quite a few members in our brigade. We've got some very long-standing members that are really important to us still, which is great. But our response and levels, the workload's getting a little heavy. We need extra members to help spread the load.
Now, Robinvale is a very tight-knit community, isn't it?
It is.
And I can imagine that some of your volunteers would be getting up just a little bit.
Yeah, some of us are getting on, especially myself. Turned 40 this year, so it'll be pushing it. I've been in the brigade for nearly 20 years, so yeah.
Really? Started that young?
A bit older.
You did start that young?
Yeah, I did start young.
I tell you what, when you get close to 40, you are feeling it too, and it doesn't get any better. I shouldn't say things
You're
like
dead
that.
Right. Thanks
but,
for that.
But of course, you know, people think of CFA, they think of fires, of course. Oh, bushfires, that's it. But hey, this time of the year, it is winter. Your fires are an issue.
Fires are still an issue all year round. So we start cranking up heaters, we start cranking up all those things to keep us warm, and we might not have thought about how we're or what our heater's like, and sometimes that can cause a fire, or we might leave things closer to the heater than we should. And also an all-year-round thing is to make sure those smoke alarms are working, because they're going to save your life.
Every 6 months, change your clock, yeah. Change your smoke alarm battery. I'd like a single dollar for every time I've said that over the years, Emma.
Absolutely. Now, you can change your smoke alarm battery any time you like, but, yep, that's what we say, every 6 months. But sometimes it might be that you're visiting a family member on the school holidays. Now, I want you to think about, I'm going to see my grandma. I might change her batteries for her because she might not have done that, okay? So it's that thought process. Every school holidays, you're going to go visit a family member, have a chat about, hey, do we need to help you out with those smoke alarms? But you happen to not get that done because you were feeling like you couldn't stand on the ladder. It's an all-year process.
I love that.
All year.
That is a great idea. I would never have thought about that. I mean, as just a matter of course, I used to change my old mum's, but I wouldn't have thought about the rallies when you go and visit and things like that.
Yep, and that's it. You've got to remember your rallies and remember your more vulnerable communities. So you might not see them very often. However, it's something. It's food for thought. You know what? They love it. They love a visit, and thinking about their smoke alarm is certainly one of those visits.
Yeah, no, so true, so true. Look, fires aren't the only thing you go to. Of course, you look at traffic incidents and those sorts of things. So I was going to say that you do work pretty heavily with the SES at times.
Absolutely. We work alongside all our emergency services here. We've got great relationships with police, New South Wales Fire Brigade, because we're a border town, of course, along the river, SES, Ambulance Victoria. We all work really well together in these country areas. Our relationships are amazing.
So, talking about the SES, I do believe they might have an open day coming up.
They sure do. It's on the 13th of July. It's a Wednesday evening. They're also going to have either a sausage sizzle or maybe pizzas. They're not sure yet, but they're going to supply some food to the community. Just to get them to come down and check it out. Now, if you think the SES doesn't fit you, CFA are certainly going to be there that night as well for you to check their truck out, and have a chat about what might fit for that person. Everyone's an individual, and there's lots of different roles in both our agencies these days. You don't have to be operational. You don't have to be that one that fights the fire or turns out for those jobs. We've got plenty of engagement activities and local community events that we attend, because being a firefighter is not just about fighting fire.
Yeah.
It's about throwing out that community education and prevention. We would like to prevent it.
Now, look, this open day, I'm just thinking you're all going to be down there. There'll be plenty of things to see, obviously. Good chat. Have a feed. Is CFA running the barbecue just to make sure it's safe? Because we've had an issue here recently in Sunraysia where Mildura Police were banned from running a barbecue for an event.
Oh, really? I was unaware of that.
That might be a fib.
Yeah. absolutely, there is going to be CFA there, so we'll just definitely check out their barbie for them and make sure they're going well safe. If you don't know how to check out your barbecue, it's just a water bottle with some spray, a water spray bottle, and you add a little bit of detergent in there and spray it onto all your gas lines, and it will show you if there's any bubbles coming out of there, so if there's any gas leaking. It's a pretty simple way to do it. However, it will keep you safe.
I'll tell you what I've done, Emma. I've actually gone and got one of those regulators that that actually is a sensing, and you don't 100% trust them, of course, but it senses when there's a leak, and it just shuts itself off, which I think is a great idea as well.
Yeah, very proud of you for doing that. It is certainly, people think, nah, the Barbie's not going to blow up, until it does. Now it does happen. So, yeah, you've got to be really on the ball and thinking about that. You really don't want to hurt those family members that you're chucking the Barbie for.
So true, so true. Look, if we can't get down to the open day, how else can we get involved, either with the CFA or the SES?
So you could get involved with CFA any Tuesday night at 7:30. You can get in touch with us. The other thing, so we love having people come down to visit us and showing our station to them and having a chat about what they might like to be as a role in the CFA. The other thing is, if you type in, I'd like to be a CFA volunteer on your internet or on your phone internet, you will be taken to a page that says, volunteer with CFA. It'll ask you to put your postcode in, because although I'm in Robinvale, literally 25 minutes down the road, Boundary Bend have a station as well.
They do.
Someone might be a little bit closer to them. And then you'll put your expression of interest in and we'll give you a call. One of us will give you a call and say, hey, would you like to come down?
I love it. Well, look, thank you for having a chat this morning. Very, very important thing. The one thing I didn't ask is that, what's your position in the CFA? Have you, in fact, got an official title, Emma?
I do. I'm the second lieutenant in the fire brigade in Robinvale. I'm also the training officer, and I'm the community engagement officer here as well. I also am the community, so our group, so there's more than one brigade in our area, so Robinvale Group has 8 brigades in it, so places like Coolanong, Menangatang, Chinkapook even are a part of our group. And I'm the group communications officer. So if we get a big job and we all need to come together, then I'll do the communication and the radios for them.
Well, I was just,
and it just goes up the scale.
I was just thinking, at your place, there must be one big hat rack for all those hats that you have to wear for CFA.
There certainly is. My partner is also the captain of the brigade here locally. So it does become a family affair. So be prepared for that. Once you get one family member in, we all end up joining.